KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, Checky Sports, let's take a look at volleyball from yesterday. First state volleyball championships underway yesterday in Class 5A play. The big schools got the day started. Top seed Cedar Falls a winner in straight games over Waukee. Number 5 seed Linmar knocked off number 4 seed Cedar Rapids Jefferson 3-1. Ankeny Centennial, the 2 seed, was a winner over Dowling Catholic 3-1. And West Des Moines Valley swept 3 from Ankeny yesterday to advance. In Class 4A first round action, Sergeant Bluff Luton, the top seed, beat West Delaware 3-1. Fourth-seeded Dubuque Wallert over Independence 3-2. Cedar Rapids Xavier and Dallas Center Grimes both were winners in 3-game sweeps. Xavier beat Pella and Dallas Center Grimes over Bondurant Farrar to advance. More action today. They'll finish off the first round play today in Cedar Rapids. Class 3A action gets the day started this morning at 10 o'clock with a couple of matches. Number 4 seed Davenport Assumption faces Osage, and 2nd seeded Tipton will play New Hampton. At noon today, a couple more matches set. Top seed Kemper Catholic will face off against Clarion Goldfield Dows, while 3rd seeded MOC Floyd Valley will battle Mount Vernon. In Class 2A first round play, that'll be this afternoon. A couple of 2 o'clock matches have top seed Beckman Catholic facing Wilton, while number 2 seed Western Christian will battle Trainer. At 4 o'clock, the matches include Unity Christian facing Dyke New Hartford, and then Sydney will face Tri-Center in a battle of Southwest Iowa teams today. Class 1A first-round play set for tonight. 6 o'clock games have Janesville facing Gladbrook Rhinebeck. Then Galen Catholic will play East Mills. At 8 o'clock tonight, Starmont battles Tripola, while Holy Trinity Catholic will face Montezuma. Those winners, of course, advance into the semifinals. In college basketball, Iowa State cruised to a 79-53 win over Alabama State in their season opener last night. Nebraska transfer Michael Jacobson led a balanced scoring attack with 17 points, and despite 20 assists as a team, Coach Steve Prohm says the Cyclones still need better ball movement.
And I told him, it's not personal, it's everybody, but if this team wants to be as good as it can be, especially when we're small, then we have to continue to move the ball. And we did for stretches, but we got to have the bad possessions out.
Prohm said he was happy, though, with the effort on defense.
We've got, I think, 12 steals, which is great. You know, if we can be in that, you know, 9-10 ratio, 9-10 number would be terrific. You've got a lot of youth out there. You just got to continue to preach and work on being in the right position.
Cyclones will be back in action Friday nights when they host Missouri. Also in college hoops last night, Martin Crample and Mitch Ballack scored 13 points each, and Creighton a winner as they beat Western Illinois 78-67 in their season opener. Top-ranked Kansas opened its men's basketball schedule, taking game one of the Champions Classic at Indianapolis as Quentin Grimes scored 21 points in his college debut, and the Jayhawks took a 44-27 halftime lead and then held off number 10 Michigan State 92-87. Dedrick Lawson added 20 points and 14 rebounds for Kansas as they took control with a 13-3 run that put the Jayhawks up 30-17. The Spartans trailed by double digits much of the game before a late charge got them within 3 with 34 seconds left. Michigan State promptly missed a free throw and a layup in the closing moments. Game 2 of that Champions Classic was a blowout. Fourth-ranked Duke clobbered number 2 Kentucky 118-84. Freshman R.J. Barrett, Zion Williams, and Cam Reddish had a combined 89 points for the Blue Devils, who handed coach John Calipari his most lopsided defeat at Kentucky. In other top 25 college hoops last night, lots of it opening up the season. Number 3 Gonzaga pounded Idaho State 120-79. Number 5 Virginia 73-42 winners over Towson. Number 6 Tennessee beat Lenoir Ryan 86-41. Number 7 Nevada beating BYU 86-70. Eighth ranked North Carolina defeated Wofford 78-67. Number 9 Villanova a winner 100-77 over Morgan State. 11th ranked Auburn beat South Alabama 101-58. 14th ranked Oregon downing Portland State 84-57. Number 16 Syracuse beats Eastern Washington 66-34. 17th ranked Florida State over Florida 81-60. Number 19 Michigan beat Norfolk State 63-44. 21st ranked UCLA a 96-71 winner over Fort Wayne. Number 22 Clemson beat the Citadel 100-80. Number 23 LSU over Southeast Louisiana 94-63. 24th ranked Purdue topping Fairfield 90-57. And number 25, Washington beat Western Kentucky 73-55 in top 25 college basketball last night. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz wants his team to focus on the future and not dwell on the past. The Hawkeyes' Big Ten title hopes were squelched by two straight heartbreaking losses on the road, and the stretch run begins at home against a Northwestern team that's in control now of the West Division.
That takes mental toughness. You know, we can't be looking back or, you know, worried about the what-ifs. We have to do what we can to get ready for this ball game and do our best to prepare. Need to finish the week out right now, and I think all of us are looking forward to getting out and having another opportunity to compete this week against a really top-notch opponent.
But with the season at a crossroads, will the Hawks finish strong or will they fade down the stretch?
It really gets down to your ability to focus on what's important, and it's like playing a game. You know, when it's game time, the only thing that counts is that game. And right now, I think the teams that can focus on their preparation and keep their eyes there and, you know, then go out and compete on Saturday are the ones that give themselves a chance.
Ferentz says he's not ready to call Iowa's offense pass first, even though the ground game hasn't been as effective.
Statistics are statistics, and they're important to a degree, but you do what you have to do to move the football and score. But I think, you know, our goal is just to move the ball and try to score points, and we'll do whatever we feel we have to do to be successful at that.
After stumbling out of the gate, Northwestern has been finding ways to win, and their only losses recently have been to Michigan and Notre Dame. Those are teams that are in the thick of the playoff chase.
And that's what good teams do, and that's what they've done. They, you know, basically to me, they went through a tough period of growth and trying to get their footing, and they had their bye week, and since then they've been a really tough team to beat.
Ferentz says the Wildcats are playing with some confidence. The Hawkeyes will host the Wildcats on Saturday at Kinnick Stadium in the blackout game. That's a 2:30 kickoff. We'll have it for you here on the radio starting at 12:30 with the pregame. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says improvement along the offensive line has played a big part in their four-game winning streak. The Cyclones take a 5-3 record into a home game against Baylor this weekend.
I think that group has really grown immensely, and you know, you can't have success this time of year if that group isn't competing to play at a really high level, and I think we're a lot closer to where we want to be there than we've ever been.
Playing a true freshman at quarterback is rarely a good option, but it's worked for the Cyclones as Brock Purdy has led them to four straight wins. Campbell says Purdy's work ethic was one of the reasons they were confident enough to play him.
I'd rather play you too late than too early, and especially at that position, because if the opposite happens, you play them too early and they're not ready, then I think you can really put yourself in a true tough situation, to be honest with you. I think that's a lot to handle, and why we were so confident in putting Brock in when we did was because you continue to watch him prepare for games as if he was a starting quarterback.
Campbell says the Baylor offense has done well on third down because of success on first and second down.
You know, ability to run the football, ability to get the ball out of their quarterback's hands on first and second down, so they're playing in manageable third down situations, has really allowed them to have that success on third down.
Cyclones and Baylor coming up this Saturday. And in a baseball note, the New York Yankees are hanging on to starting pitcher C.C. Sabathia. A person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that the lefty has accepted a one-year, $8 million contract. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.